Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Attention OCC producers. Are you having problems with stickies, flakes, fiber loss, cylinder and plate wear, or energy loss? Akawa Fiber Technology's free brochure, 10 Strategies to Improve Your OCC Line, will give you valuable ideas for lowering your costs and improving your mill's efficiency. The experts at AFT can help. Set your browser for AFTHELP.com. That's AFTHELP.com to get your free brochure. Welcome to NIP Impressions for October 27th, 2014. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for Jim Thompson, and we're talking about messes, part 2, fixing your own mess. Last week, we talked about inheriting messes. This week, we will talk about fixing one you created. This is tougher. First, you may not know you have created a mess, and second, your reaction may be to flee. Many people make a career out of fleeing messes they have created, and at the same time, finding a way to get themselves promoted to higher and higher levels of responsibility. This column is not for them. They don't listen to NIP Impressions anyway. We talk about holding people accountable, something in which they have no interest. How do you know if you've created a mess? There are many signs of this. People are leaving your department. You are spending an ever-increasing amount of time firefighting. You spend a lot of time in your boss's office explaining things. Your budget is out of control. People avoid you. You hate to come to work. There are other hints, but mostly they come back to these points. And we'll be back after this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com.
The first step is to realize you have a problem and that life can be better. So if you've been in your role for more than a year, take a good, hard, critical look at yourself. This step, just creating the awareness in your own mind, is tough to do and even harder to execute. So what if you conclude that you have made a mess of things? There are two ways to make a change, both of which involve drawing a line in the sand and stepping over it to a new world. One way is to call a meeting of your direct reports for a confessional. I don't recommend this unless you really know your direct reporters and can predict their reactions very, very accurately. For this is the time for a disloyal direct reporter to stab you in the back. However, if you choose to take this route, outline what you have decided is wrong and what corrective actions you plan to take. Seek input, but in the same breath tell your direct reports that you are the one that is accountable, and it will be solely up to you to accept, modify, or reject their input. Let them know that at the end of the day, you will set the course and be held accountable for it. The second way is more difficult, but safer for your career. It is to go back and listen to last week's column and execute it as if you were walking into the mess you were in, rather than waking up and finding yourself in a mess you created. This is by far the safer path. You will be having lots of discussions with your direct reports, and you will be explaining to them that it is a new day, but your actions through this method are far more powerful than big speeches. If you take the second path, execute it to the full extent, including the part about living in the trenches with the hourly workers on their shifts. You can do this by saying you have become aware that you have observed that some ways of doing tasks have changed and you want to be up to date. No one can argue with you about this. For our quiz this week, we'll ask how practical you think the ideas in this week's column are. You may take it on the NIP Impressions webpage. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papari Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.